Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Indiana failed in most aspects of play Friday night, allowing 7 home runs to Penn State and struggling against Penn State's Friday ace, Travis Lensman, who was able to control his 94 to 95 mile per hour stuff. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
Looks like Bothwell's fastball was a little low on velocity, and that was the ball that seemed to get hit pretty hard today.
Yeah, you know, Ty's been awesome for us. He just didn't have good stuff today. It was the first time where it felt like he didn't have, you know, there were no threes and fours. It just didn't have the same crispness and wasn't as sharp. And that's no shot to Ty. Ty's been a warrior. Ty's been a guy. He's been terrific, and he competed the best of his ability. That's what I told the team. Some days you got C-plus stuff, and you don't have your best stuff on the mound. You just go compete to the best of your abilities, and they can really hit. There's a reason they're leading the league in slugging, and he didn't have as good stuff. And so it's a tough recipe there. So I'm sure we'll make an adjustment in his work week. I was talking to Coach Glenn about it. You know, he wanted to maybe make a few adjustments in his work week to kind of help. And the reality is, you know, we've tried really hard not to ride him and Foley too hard, because that's always the fear, is you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, you may get a game this week, but you know, you extend those guys and we haven't done it. But if you were to send a guy into 120, 130 pitches and doesn't recover, now we haven't done that, but that's always the fear. And we find a way to kind of maybe change his work week a little bit to help his body to recover better. He said he felt fine. He said he didn't feel poor. His arm didn't feel bad. The ball just wasn't coming out. He didn't have his normal stuff. So it's tough. It stinks. But you can't fault Ty. Ty's been awesome. It's just, it wasn't his night, and then you're off on a tough start to start the game, and you're playing catch up. And their guy had his stuff, and he was good. And it's going to be a dogfight on the best of terms. But it's a tough game once he doesn't have it.
Coach, you used a variety of different pitchers that don't really see the game that much. Is there anything you like today?
Yeah, I thought rushing and Bennis both were excellent. You know, Shaw did what Shaw does, right? When he feels the changeup, it's going to be effective. For one inning, right, he goes in and gets 3 outs. He's going to be effective. Once he trusts his changeup, it's a really good change of pace. And I thought Moffitt was fine. We had double play ball that we don't pick at first, and leads to a forward inning. When you're playing good offenses, and it's tough, right? You're down in the game. It's not a good matchup for Jack. You got a right-handed sinker baller versus a primary left-handed lineup that uses the other part of the field really well. It's a tough matchup for him, but you're kind of in no man's land there when you're down. But at the same time, your offense is good enough, and their starter, while he was good tonight, still has a history of walking guys. So you're kind of in no man's land. The wind's blowing out 30 miles an hour to right, so you're trying to keep balls on the ground. And Jack did it. Got the L-pipe ball. We didn't turn it. But I would say this. I was really pleased with rushing his adjustments this week. Kind of showed up today. Got a lot of swings and misses, and stuff was really abrasive. The breaking ball was a lot better. Threw a changeup to a righty that landed. Just – I thought he was excellent. And then Bennis was really good. You know, the first guy homers, and then he didn't throw a pitch under 91 the rest of the outing. And once he was 91, 93, you know, they got a lot of bad swings off, landed a changeup and a couple breaking balls. So, you know, those are the guys that I always kind of talk with the staff about. Our young guys are like, it's our AAA system. It's our farm system. The second half of the season, those guys need to give us a lift down the stretch, especially this year. With some of the guys that are missing, those young guys are going to have to give us a lift, and they have really good stuff. You know, obviously, Bennis is coming off of Tommy John, so this is about the time that you would like to see him take that next step. And rushing's been working through some stuff, kind of his load and his delivery, and today it really came together for him. So he was able to, he got in trouble and then got out of it, giving up one run and to the top of their lineup. So I thought that was excellent. And so that's a really positive thing I took from him. I told the team that you get some young guys with real stuff that grew up this week and were able to get in there and have some success against a really good offense, which bodes well. Those guys are going to have to get in there, and they're going to have to go from the up 10, down 10 group to the up 5, down 5 group to the, you know, when the game's on the line group. And the first thing you have to have is you have to have stuff. Just college baseball is too good. Players are too old, they're too offensive, you know, stuff. It's really hard. And so those guys have great stuff, and they were able to both go in there and be really effective tonight. So a very exciting development for them the last couple weeks.
Coach, we saw you taking some extra reps at first base pregame with Joey B. What do you make of his day defensively and your team's day defensively as a whole?
Not great. Not great. You know, it's not funny, but I told Coach Clint before the game, I said, I'm really worried about us defensively. It just rained all week, and we've tried to practice outside. We've got outside as much as we can, but it's literally rained 5 inches this week. So we've taken ground balls in the rain. We took fly balls in the pouring rain. We've tried to do the best we can. We took a bunch of stuff over indoors in Mellencamp. But just a step off, right? Just a step off here and a step off there. Those things come back to haunt you, right? We got to turn those double play balls that we get a chance to get. They're not easy plays, but they're capable to be made. And that pick from Joey, we got to have it. He's capable of doing that. And so, yeah, we were trying to get some work in earlier, and don't get to take BP because it's raining. And so we're trying to get out there and get some picks at first base with Joey. And he's a lot better than he was, but he just still has to get better. We weren't poor defensively. We just weren't good enough, I would say. And that was kind of the fear coming into today, was that we wouldn't be as sharp defensively, and we weren't. And so I don't know that it changes the game, but it's a frustrating piece of it and something that we just need to be better tomorrow and get back in there and do our work and be more prepared. But, yeah, we were trying really hard. Wasn't trying to do it for the people, but just trying any opportunity we can to get out there and get some more work, get some picks, get some defensive reps in before the game against an offense that you know is going to put the ball in play. We're going to have to turn double plays. We're going to have to pick balls. We're just going to have to finish innings. And we're not going to strike out 15 guys a game against them. And so if you don't do that, you extend innings. You know, the pick at first leads to a four-run inning. You have a chance to catch the leadoff fly ball down the third baseline, and we don't, and it leads to a three-run inning, right? And so you start stacking those things up. Yes, they're tough plays. Yes, they're not routine. But they change the game by 6 or 7 runs. If you don't make them, and they did today.
Obviously, tough to play when you're kind of coming behind from that deficit, but yeah. I guess what were just kind of the root causes of the struggles for their side?
I mean, he was good. He did a good job. I mean, he was kind of like Foley, where he was like 88 to 96, and kind of everywhere in between. Fastball has a real property to it, and it's a real fastball. One of the coaches that I talked to before the series said just take to get 2 strikes and see if I'll walk you. That was his game plan. I said, that's not super helpful, thank you. But no, it's a real fastball, and he started landing a few breaking balls with it, primarily off speed to righties. And then lefties, he felt more comfortable, obviously, throwing fastballs to lefties, where he started to really let it go, and up to 95, 96 with real properties. And those guys are tough. And like you said, I mean, it's when you're playing Fridays, and Ty's been terrific. So today is an outlier situation, but typically it's what it is. It's 6-4, it's 5-4. And so offensively, when you go in against a guy who's had a lot of success, he had success against us last year, and he's been good. You're looking at it, and you're going, okay, we're going to have to try to scratch across 4, 5, 6 runs and try to hang on for a low-scoring win, and weren't able to do that. But I did think that we continued to compete offensively. We had good at-bats late. You walk the bases loaded, and they lose a fly ball. Devin hits one 109 miles an hour, one-half second baseman, and certainly just missed the homer. So the guys continued to compete and put good swings on it. They had to go to their primary bullpen arm, which is probably what I would have done as well. Right? You have a windy day, and they went to their primary arm, so they threw their best 2 guys. And so that's what you have to take from it for the weekend. And, you know, I told the guys, I think it's probably the 4th or 5th time that's not been here that we played Penn State. You know, we lost Friday each one of the times before and find a way to come back and get the series. So sometimes you just get your butt kicked. We've played good baseball recently. Ty's been amazing for us. Didn't have a good start, didn't have as good stuff, but competed to the best of his abilities. And sometimes you just get beat, and so you pick up tomorrow. And you got Foley tomorrow. Hopefully he's good and get back in it. But offensively we'll have a chance and just get back to work. Try to go win tomorrow and worry about Sunday on Sunday. But, yeah, I didn't think we were poor offensively. I would like to see us be a little bit better. I thought Devin had a good day today, and a couple of those guys, Stadler, come up with a big 2 on RBI again. So, you know, we were competitive. He was just excellent. He was excellent. And that's been the name of the game for 200 years. You know, you get a really good starter, and he's on it, and he's feeling it. And doesn't give you any breathing room, really, until we had some guys on base. I had to really, really earn it to get those guys on base. He didn't walk really guys until like the 7th or 8th inning there. And then we hit 2 balls on the screws, and they don't fall. I kind of wish he went with the ball on the left. and not right and starting to spear and homer and kind of changing the game, but that's the way it goes.
The Hoosiers will attempt to even up the series behind ace Connor Foley 2 p.m. on Saturday. See you at the Bart.